This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Dear me.
Ah, yes.
That was Jade Leonard and her track Pandora. And now we have the Retro Girls who are going to talk about Pandoras and tell us where did it come from? Where did the idea stem from?
Hello, it's Retro Rach. Where did the idea come from?
Yeah.
Well, we felt that there was a need for a safe place for women and friends to have a beautiful night of uplifting entertainment. And so we started on our quest.
Hi, it's Sandy here. We got together with a few mates and we threw the ideas around. We used to do some in-house things and we would entertain our friends. And we got chatting about we needed something. We needed somewhere to go to listen to some wonderful music. Mm-hmm. And a great mate of ours, Linda Wilson. Hello, Linda, if you're listening. She came up with this fantastic name, Pandoras.
Right.
And so we thought, right, let's go out into the world and find somewhere.
Well, Linda said, you've got to get out there because we were doing it in-house underground and not very many people knew about it. But before that, Michelle Parsons was actually a huge support and we did a fundraiser for cancer. Michelle was the featured act.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful night. And, yeah, through various people, especially Linda Wilson and Michelle Parsons, it was like, you've got to get out there, you've got to get public. So then it was find a venue.
That can be difficult. I mean, because I dabbled in that a little bit when we brought Horse over from Scotland and we did Heather Peace when she was out here, who's a UK performer, but she's also in Lip Service. If you've ever seen Lip Service, she plays this delicious detective. And we had to pay through the nose to get Thornbury Theatre, you know, because it was the only place we could find big enough that, yeah.
Yeah, the venue hunt has been an interesting journey, and we found a beautiful place owned by Jane and Grant, and then there was an arson attack next door, so it was deemed just before our launch, which was going to be last year, it all went. And then, so the journey continued.
Yeah,
and then
we had a few humps, didn't we? Like a little fire.
Huge fire. And then we did our beautiful launch and we advertised.
Yes, that was back in February this year, wasn't it?
Yeah. With Michelle and Jade as featured artists.
Yeah.
And we got together with Midsummer and we walked for hours and hours at Pride and Carnival, and we handed out about 2,000 promo cards, and we got beautiful people to do the Pandora's Pose.
It was great fun. We had a lovely time. It was nice and warm, I have to say. But
yes.
Slip, slop, slap.
Yeah, we met some really lovely peeps. And, we did lots of Ks, lost a few kilos, which is always good.
But now we're up to our next chapter, and our new home is the Reverence Hotel.
Yeah,
28 Napier Street, Footscray, and we're very, very excited. And our very exciting news is Becky Cole and Libby O'Donovan are going to be our featured artists on Friday, the 2nd of September. So we're very, very excited about our new chapter in the Pandora's journey.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about Becky in a little while. But how did the Retro Girls come into being? I mean, where does the name come from? And do you perform independently of running these shows? Or?
Well, we've done one show at Pandora's. Yes, we do. The Retro Girls do lots of different things, but yes, we're a cabaret duo in our own right. We did one guest spot at Pandora's called the Boots and Kinky Show.
Kinky Boots, yeah.
No, Boots and Kinky.
Different but better.
Yeah, a little bit naughty, but we had some great fun that night. But know that I can give you the long story or the short story, but seeing we haven't got a lot of time, it'll be the short story. Rachel and I met through Wendy Stapleton.
Oh, yes.
And we were doing some work with Wendy, and which was wonderful. I had this little...
She's lovely, isn't she?
She's a beautiful person.
We've had her in the studio.
Yeah, you could get her at Pandora's.
Funny,
well, we will have her in 2017.
Good. Yeah. And I'll be there.
And she'll be doing her Dusty Springfield show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Love that.
So we know Anita will be front and centre.
Yes, first ticket sold.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, so we've got some great performers coming into 2017. So stay tuned.
We will.
Keep
we will.
Watching and, that Facebook page.
As us here, we will do things like keep people advised. On
we will. We will provide all the information we can for all these upcoming events.
It's time now that we should probably take a breather and take some messages, but we've got lots more to talk about, haven't we? So we will be back maybe after... I might come out of these announcements by playing a Karen Fields track.
Oh, beautiful. Great performer,
yeah, great fan.
Because that's somebody else that's appeared at Pandora's. So she's got a Pandora's badge now.
She has, yeah.
And I'm going to play a track from her Rascal CD called Lips So Sweet. And then after that, we'll come back and chat some more about upcoming events, etc.
Hi, this is Karen Fields, and you're listening to Women on Waves with Anita.
You've got a hot temper. I can't hardly breathe. Though if I tried to tell you, oh no, you'd only spit on me. You know I bust my bones, and I break my back just to give you my sweet love. You've got a new girl. Oh, and she's your world. Oh, and I can't compete. With them lips so sweet. You know I met your ma. Boy, she does like me. And your hot sister. Oh, yeah, she can count on me. When I made you breakfast.
With our very special guest, well, with Jeffrey, and our very special guest. But we've had a couple of messages slide in.
So we have, yes.
We better cover those first.
Now, greetings, Anita and Jeff, listening in my cottage garden with puppy dog on this beautiful morning, or delightful morning, sorry. Did someone say Becky Cole? Hello and hugs to Docklands boys from Betty. And good morning, Retro Sandy and Retro Rach. Great to hear you on Women on Waves with Anita. Looking forward to Pandora's 2nd September featuring Betty Cole. Have a great day. See you soon. Hugs, Lloyd and Colin. Sorry that took so long to get out.
That's
but
all right.
Yes, it's the boys.
It's nice to know that you've got some listeners tuned in on this ungodly hour on a
Absolutely.
Sunday morning.
Hello, Lloyd. Hi, Colin. Hello,
Thank you.
Betty.
Thank you for your message.
Okay, so we were talking about Pandora's, and you've had some fabulous entertainers over the months that you managed to do one every month, haven't you?
No.
Not quite. Nearly. Nearly.
Almost every
yeah.
month.
We had one date in, when was it, Rach? I've forgotten now.
I can't remember the exact details, but we often use Michelle Parsons as an advisor if we're having issues with whether it's an artist or venue, or there's various reasons why events have to change sometimes. So, we'll go to her and we'll go.
She's going
to
be away too, so.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
We'll need a direct number somehow. Hi, Michelle.
She might come back with at least a live recording, which is what she wants to do, of Psycho X.
It's my most favorite.
I mean, Pandora's page has a live video recording of that. Taken by moi.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will listen to the sound, and if it's okay, I might pinch it and start playing it on the show so she doesn't even need to have the CD.
Well, you're welcome to.
A new CD from Michelle Parsons. Mm.
Yes, well, we've been on at her for quite some time.
Maybe Nashville's calling.
Yes. Well, but the problem is that she's not going to be around to advise you, so there's nothing on in August.
Well,
August is we're throwing a thank you party, and it's really more the Retro Girls past. We've had interesting challenges in our own right as our little company, and we've got a tiny little rehearsal space and office, and three fabulous people helped us move very suddenly a while back, and we never really got around to thanking them.
Okay.
So that's August. So it's
but
not
everyone's welcome.
Everyone, the whole Pandora's.
Everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. It's the Pandora's family. It's the Retro Girls family. So
okay. Can I
you
just
know
say
communities?
It's
so
party time.
It's Sandy's birthday party.
Birthday. Yeah,
it's going to be Sandy's birthday party. So
I'm not telling anybody I'm having a birthday.
The Pandora's community, the Retro Girls community. It's free. It's karaoke with a touch of cabaret.
Oh,
there's
wow.
feathers, there's sparkly hats. There'll be sparkle being thrown in the air, a lot of that.
Which is a common thing.
And you know what? Really. There's going to be pavlova.
Oh, my
pavlova.
God. Pavlova?
And
oh, my
it's
God.
Pavlova made by me, well, and Coles.
Okay.
Coles, you won a free pavlova. Thank you. Oh, we're not outside that.
And also, if there's any artists out there that would be interested in trying to get a slot in Pandora's schedule, how do they go about that?
You contact Retro Rach on.
There's various ways, but SMSing me is a good way to start. 0417 557 011.
Say it again.
0417 557 011.
They can actually go to your Facebook page. You've got the details on your Facebook page
on
as well.
On Pandora's page?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a good place to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now that we've come back to Pandora's, I want to sneak in a quick track before we start talking about the big one.
Yeah, baby.
With a capital B.
Yes.
And a capital L.
And it's from another artist, strangely, that has performed on Pandora's. She took her time about it, but she appeared at your July Pandora's.
Beautiful.
Her name is Anna Tarotta.
gorgeous.
Yes, she is quite lovely. And the track I'm going to play is not actually on her CD that we give away from time to time. It's a track called For the First Time Ever, and she's only just laid it down. So I have actually snuck a copy of this to play. Awesome. So let's have a listen, eh? First Time Ever with Anna Tirotta.
A Sunday afternoon under dark clouds in June. Your soft touch, skin on skin, lights me up from within. Yes, my love will go the distance. I give way to all resistance. Got your touch of magic here in my heart. My senses come alive. Now I'm realized. For the first time ever, like stardust fills the air, our souls lay.
Fabulous local performer Anna Tirotta, who has appeared at Pandora's, and we're talking a little bit about all the people at Pandora's. Now, the big news for everyone they've all been waiting to hear about with bated breath is, well, I got myself in garb for it.
Contramold, wearing Contramold.
Is that you're going to have the fabulous Becky Cole.
Yeah, baby, we got Becky and Livy too. We're so excited.
So how did you manage to organise that?
Oh, 12 months in the making.
Yeah.
So just over 12 months ago, Sandy dragged me to a Becky Cole and Libby gig against my will.
yeah, because Rach went really into country. And I went, but this is Becky. This is not just country. This is Becky. And we get to see Libby.
As well.
So,
you actually hadn't told me anything about Libby. I didn't even know Libby was performing on the night. So it was a fabulous experience on a whole range of levels. And
see what happens when
Libby
you trust
had
me?
A career in her own right.
She does have a career. She does have a career in her own right.
The
yes.
lovely partner of Becky Cole. Mm.
Yeah.
Beautiful jazz. Beautiful. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's so...
So they're both going to be performing at Pandora's.
Yes. And so the night started with Libby warming up the crowd, and she was just so funny and engaging. And I was like, I've had a feast already, you know.
Before we got to Becky.
Yeah. Mm. Then I was blown away by the two of them.
Yeah.
And I've had to eat my hat.
Your cowboy hat.
That's right. And my cowboy boots.
Mm. and so we went to see Becky, and we came back, and I said to Rach, you know what, how cool would it be if we got Becky and Libby? So off we went, and Rachel did her thing with all her emails, and there were a lot of emails. Mm-hmm. And then we got a call from Becky's agent, and do you want Becky? Well, of course.
We didn't get a call. We got an email.
An email, yeah.
We got an email. But I just wanted to mention that when we were at that gig just over 12 months ago, in Sandy's typical fashion, she grabbed a poster, bought the two CDs, one of Libby's, one of Becky's.
And the book.
And Becky's book, which is a fabulous read. And then we lined up with just about everybody else in the venue. Yep. We got everything signed. We got the photos taken. And one of the songs they played on that night was called...
Songs Remember Me.
Yeah.
And it's written by Libby and Becky. And it's about performing... It's about residential care facilities and the elderly how often with dementia they when they listen to the music that they know they come back, the dementia dissipates,
and that really resonated with us because that's what we do.
It's one of the specialties that we have is performing in residential care.
Mm-hmm. There's a line in the song. I can still recall the words of Danny Boy. Yeah. Like, it's just beautifully written.
Yes, it's lovely.
It's a timeless song.
Mm. Yeah.
We're going to have to take some messages. Then we'll come back and maybe hear a track from Becky.
Lovely.
Okay, let's see how we go with these.
Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women with a Voice, Somebody New and in English. This is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous, even though I've never met her. Women on Waves 94.9. Joy, I'm joyous.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Bum crack, I live in bum crack, that's my town. Bum crack, born and raised in bum crack, I'd sure like to show you around. I live way out in the back of bum crack, we all go way back at bum crack town. You may visit, but you sure as hell won't come back. Bum crack's hot and sticky all year round. Well, no one ever said this place was pretty. There's no pictures of this town in magazines. No one really visits from the city. And no one ever stays deliberately.
Bum crack, I live in bum crack, that's my town.
Bum crack, born and raised in bum crack, I sure like to show you around. Without a baby, but she doesn't have too many teeth inside her head.
Bum crack, I heart bum crack.
Buy yourself a
bum crack,
beautiful bum crack.
Bum crack's nice and warm this time of year.
nation. It's written there in stone on the town hall. No one ever gets off at the station. No one ever gets off here at all. Bum crack, bum crack, get behind our bum crack. Let's all have a bum crack jubilee. Bum crack, bum crack, a big parade in bum crack. No one loves my bum crack better than me. Down in bum crack, that old bum crack road is never long. Bum crack, my big bum crack. We all love to sing the bum crack song.
That was the fabulous Becky Cole.
It was.
And a track from her album Bum Crack. And we've had another message in. Hello, Anita. Thank you for a great station. Retro Sandy and Retro Rachel. Thank you for being awesome women. And I feel honoured to have met you both. And aww. Sandy, you have helped me heaps by singing. Means a lot. Nicole.
Oh, g'day, Nick.
Is it Sue's housemate?
Yes, yeah. Sue's housemate. Hi, Sue. Hi, Nick. Thank you. You're lovely.
Mm. We like to get those kind of messages through, don't
yes, we? Yes, we do.
We're not going to have time, I don't think, for our comedy shot today because we're hoping to do something rather...
special?
Spectacular very soon.
Yes.
Hello, this is Helen Reddy, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only GLBT community radio station.
We've got into the swing of things, you'd notice.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. My special Calgary white Stetson.
Oh. Yes.
This is all because I'm expecting a very important call very soon.
We are. We're getting a little bit towy in here. Beautiful. You are beautiful. Anita.
Thank you.
Love, I've searched for you all my life. I thought I found you once or twice, but I was wrong. It wasn't you, right?
Okay, this is Women on Waves, and you're with Anita and Jeffrey and the Retro Girls, and hopefully we're going to be joined by Becky Cole herself. Something's gone amiss, and we will have to come back to that. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what's in store for the 2nd of September?
Friday the 2nd of September. So it's at the Reverence Hotel, 28 Napier Street, Footscray, and
you got to get your tickets. Get online at trybooking.com. So it's www.trybooking.com. Book your tickets to Becky and to Libby as soon as possible. It's going to be a fantastic night, and you know, how can you go past Becky and Libby? They're just wonderful performers. So we're trying to get hold of our mate, aren't we, Anita?
So, Sandy, tell us about some of your favourite songs Becky's and Libby's.
Well, if you've read Becky's book, you'd know her story. And there's one song that's one of my favourite ones, and it's from one of her older albums, and it's called Feel This Free is the name of the album. And there's a song on it called The Clown Song, and it's just a beautiful song. So we talk about Becky and how she can tell tales and her songwriting, and, you know, like, country music is all about stories. And this Clown song is definitely the book. It's the book in a song. So get on and get hold of that album. It's just a great, great song.
Okay, now, hopefully we have got Becky this time. Are you there, Becky?
I am. Hello.
Oh, it's great to have you on Women on Waves again.
Oh, it's lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning.
Yes. What's it like in Adelaide? Okay.
It's a bit cold as well.
Yeah. Well, we've got lots of sunshine, but it's still a bit nippy here too.
Well, that's winter for you.
Look, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, hopefully, this morning. I have this retro girls in who've got you for Pandora's on the 2nd of September.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great to get to. I think that it's been in the making for some time, right. Getting to go along and perform. So, yeah, looking forward to it on September 5th.
Hi, Becky. It's Retro Sandy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm a really bit excited, I have to tell you. And I have to say it was really worth jumping over that fence at Chill Out.
I hope nobody jumped the fence at Chill Out, really.
Oh, well, anyway. It was only a little fence.
Right.
Retro Rachel's in the house too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Becky.
We're really excited to have you coming to Pandora's.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night, and I believe that ticket sales are going well.
They are, but, we need more ticket sales. Come on, everybody, get in and see Becky.
Yes, Becky and Libby, really, I mean.
Right, I mean.
The ticket sales are going really well. There's still about just under half, 50%. Tickets left to be sold. We've sold over 50%. Yeah. So there's still plenty of room, and it's going to be a beautiful night full of love.
I've got to say, it's a lot cheaper than what I had to pay to spend, 8 days with you and Libby on the cruise.
Oh, look, we love it. We love a good cruise. We've got another Olivia cruise coming up. Actually, shortly after we come and see you for that great night down there, Pandora's, we head off to Africa, and then we meet up with the girls on Olivia cruise at the end of September. So we can't wait.
I know, that's the one you bent my arm and said I must be there.
Yeah, I talked you onto it.
Yes, so you did.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to it too. Is that your first Olivia cruise, or?
This will be our second Olivia cruise.
We did the one in Australasia.
We did, and that was wonderful, and we got to know everybody on that one. And they said, "Well, you come back and do another one." And this time we have to fly to Vancouver, I suppose. So do you to hop on board?
Yeah, but I love Vancouver anyway. Any excuse.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to travelling the world with you.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you're going to be appearing in, I think it's Footscray.
The Reverence Hotel.
Footscray.
The Reverence Hotel. It's Napier Street, Footscray.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I believe you can get a good feed there as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
The food is amazing. Sandy and I have...
We had to go and try it out, of course.
We haven't managed to try all of the menu yet, but I have to classify the dessert that I have had as orgasmic, and I'm really fussy, so
wow.
Yeah, you've got to get organized and get there early and book a table and eat and enjoy. Savor.
Okay.
Cherish.
Well, that's a good tip.
We'll get you some of that dessert, Beck. You'll be right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe after, I think.
Okay, you're right.
Hey, listen, is Libby up yet?
Libby is up yet. You want to say hello?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. All right, everybody. Here she is, Libby O'Donovan.
Yay. Hi, Libby.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's just that my hat keeps falling off.
It's not a good look with the headphones.
I brought in my white Stetson. At least it used to be white.
Yeah, you're rocking it there. Have you got a webcam happening?
No, afraid not.
But, I'll
tell you what, Libby, I'll bring it on the cruise with me when I meet up with you in Vancouver.
Oh, good. We'll know who you are then because we'll be the lady with the hat.
Thanks. And also, I'm bringing some recording device along with me.
Oh, great.
Because I want to try and tie you down for that interview that you've been promising me ever since I got the opportunity to chat with Becky about her book.
Well, no greater place than on the boat some pina coladas and chilling out by the deck. I'm sure it'll be great.
Okay. That will make up for me having to miss your 2nd of September gig.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sad face.
Sad face, yes. So I just wanted to take an opportunity here to wish you and Becky and indeed Retro Sandy and Retro Rach for a fabulous night on September the 2nd.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Yep. Thank you.
And I'll talk to you soon. Do you want to say anything more to...
Hello, Livy.
Hello.
I think we're in a bit of a shock of the fact that we're actually speaking to you. We're a bit overcome, really, a bit overwhelmed.
And it's Sunday morning and we're all up and about.
That's right.
And it's 5 degrees in Melbourne.
And I'm just going to be a little bit cheeky. This is Retro Rach. I love it when you, Becky and Libby, sing a duet. So as many duets as you want to go for on the night and as mushy as you want to get or as outrageous as you want to get, just, you know, you've got the floor.
And you'll be among friends.
Absolutely. Pandora's is always about being everyone's mate and coming in and feeling safe and cared for.
Yeah. And
that's beautiful. We can't wait.
So, yeah, it's an inclusive adult-only event and it's just going to, like I said, it'll be a room of love. So,
And I'm sending a table even though I can't be there, so you'll hear the raucous crowd.
Good.
From Joy.
Can't wait. Oh, that'll be so fun. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's something that we haven't done before and haven't been involved in before, so it's really exciting. It's always great to do something new.
Okay.
Thank you, Libby. We're so
excited. Thank you so much.
We're so excited to have you and Becky. It's just an amazing experience for both Rachel and I and Pandora's. So it's great to know that you two are coming along and being on board. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you all there.
You will.
And I'd like to thank both of you on behalf of Joy for making time available to chat with us on this very special Sunday morning.
Well, we love Joy FM. It's always been an excellent radio station, very supportive. And I know, you know, personally, when I was a young little tiny baby dyke, going, you know, travelling ever to Melbourne and having a little quiet listen, secret listen to Joy. Got
me
through some excellent Sunday mornings.
Yes. And you're very welcome anytime you're over here too.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wasn't that amazing?
So exciting.
Having the girls online. So, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful event. Where do they get tickets for this?
So you can go to the Pandora's page, which will take you...
So all the details are there.
All the details are on Pandora's page. Yep. The event is on Pandora's page.
Yep.
Or you can go straight to Try Booking and just put in Becky and you'll find our event.
As a little girl, I went down to the water.
Okay, for some reason,
we're
playing Susan Abbott instead in our jazz segment, but we'll be back to wrap up after this track. It's called Diamond in the Rough.
Hi, this is Katie Lang, and you're listening to Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh,
well, yes, what a morning!
We didn't get to play Pippa, but you know something, Jeff?
Yes?
Whenever we hear this sound...
Oh, it's not time again.
It is, I'm afraid. It's time for us to sign off. Now, next week will be the final Women on Waves for a few months.
Yes.
But we'll have more news about what you can look forward to next week. Same time, same place. So please take care. Thank you once again to Retro Sandy and Retro Rachel. And, of course, for lining up a chat with Becky and Libby this morning.
Thank you for having us, Anita. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Please take care.
And farewell from me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.